Reporting to you live from Southern America. As always, I am your fearless leader, Cousin Rooster, and this is the Backwoods Boulevard Podcast. Let's get after it. What's up, familiars? I hope everybody has been being awesome and healthy and all the good shit. It's been a while, I guess. I don't know, dude. Just been working on some shit. Kind of got sidetracked by a bunch of other stuff, but dude, we're back at it. I guess this is the nighttime podcast. I've been in bed all day. On Saturday, we had a get together, and I thought that I had a hangover on Sunday and Monday because of last time I went to a box social. I woke up with the hangover and it lasted a couple of days until Monday. But I had, I had like two bottles of champagne in a brown paper bag because I'm fancy. And I think I have like two beers or something. And I woke up feeling like shit. And I also had like two wings and some Taco Bell. And I also had Taco Bell prior to said box social. But on Sunday I woke up feeling not so hot and couldn't really hold anything down. And then a couple of friends that were also attending said box social, they were having the same symptoms. And I'm like, oh shit, that's no bueno. And today is Thursday. I powered my way through it, or I tried to power my way through it. At work, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today I woke up. I just fucking couldn't, bro. Like, just not being able to hold anything down and everything pretty much just running through me. Yeah, dude, just tired as fuck, and I got out of bed collectively for probably about 10, 15 fucking minutes today, if that. But the good news is that yesterday, I think I pinpointed what the fuck is wrong. So, Saturday, like I said, I had Taco Bell. If you know me, you know I don't really fuck with fast food like that. Yeah. And my mom and my sister, they had some weird shit going on with their, stomach too this past week, starting like on Tuesday or something. And then so I put on my fucking, I got in my thinking chair and put on my thinking cap and got my fucking notepad and my crayon trying to figure out Blue's Clues. And I searched that some bitch with the fine tooth comb and fucking magnifying glass. And I'm laying down right now, dude. That's how chill I am. And my mom and my sister had Taco Bell on Monday or Tuesday, whenever the fuck it was, and that's when their stomach also started having issues. So me being the genius that I am, I kind of just did some elementary putting shit together and was like, dude, we got fucking food poisoning, bro. So fuck Taco Bell, especially the one in this fucking town. Yeah, dude. I used to get food poisoning at least once every other month from this chicken place up the street from where I live in town. But the last time I got it, I was like, dude, fuck this. I'm done eating this chicken. And I haven't had it since then. But this with Taco Bell, I think I'm done eating Taco Bell again. Not that I eat fast food like that on a regular basis. Yeah, dude, I'm done. But yeah, dude, like, it's just draining, man. I hate to beat a dead horse, and I hate that saying, because why would you beat a dead horse, and why would the horse be dead in the first place? Do I hear food? Do I hear food? I do not. Yeah, but just the level of discomfort, man. And as I'm not mentioning names, but a couple of my friends, disrespectful. A couple of my friends that had attended said soiree, they shitted themselves. One of them sharted. Yeah. And then the other one, I think, shit in the bed or something weird. Yeah, man. And it's like, I don't want that to happen. So it's like, bro, my stomach's just been bubbling and bloating and shit. And yeah, man. But fortunately, I've been fortunate enough to make it to a toilet whenever I feel something coming up or coming out. So that's good shit. Not good shit, but that's good stuff. But bad shit, but good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, dude, just staying hydrated. Haven't really fucking eaten anything. Haven't really eaten anything all week. No complaints. Just really drinking smoothies and shit, making fruit smoothies, and trying to eat some oatmeal and shit, like a low fiber type deal. That's kind of cool. Should probably go get some fucking Preparation H tomorrow. Yeah. Dude. Anyways, on a lighter note, I mean, not gonna, just for old time's sake, just news that I kind of give a fuck about. Where to start? Coronavirus is still a thing. Lakers won. The motherfucking Dodgers won. The Steelers are the thing. I want to say the Steelers are the only fucking undefeated team in the NFL right now, which is pretty fucking tight. And the Arkansas Razorbacks, like, the number four in their division. How did that happen? Dude, the fucking Razorbacks, if you know sports or even just know anything in general, you know that the fucking Razorbacks suck. But they're number four, bro. So that just shows how fucked up 2020 is. They're above LSU, dude. That's... honestly, of course, Roll Tide, Alabama's number one. Don't really give a fuck who's 2 through 3 or any other number for that fact. But yeah, dude, Razorbacks are number four. That's fucking weird. Biden, her, as that motherfucker says, Biden won president. There's a bunch of anti-2A shits going up for vote, or not going up for fucking vote. There's a bunch of anti-2A bills trying to be passed in Texas that I'm not really here for, because at the end of the day, I reckon that I'd probably end up settling down in Texas. But yeah, dude, I if it's not gun friendly, I don't think that I'd be really about moving to fucking Texas. Which that the majority of the bills are in my not my opinion, but my but fact, they're infringing on 2A of the Constitution, which that's not fucking very cash money of them. But anyways, that's news, man. I apologize that I don't apologize that it may just seem neither here or there, but if you don't like it. No, sandwiches don't come in a plastic bag, bro. Oh yeah, dude. Oh, bro. So, oh, fuck. So I work with the old dude, right? Let's just call him D. All right. This dude is neither here. This dude is neither here nor there. So, all right. So I just got a couple of just a couple of stories to tell you about this guy. I mean, he disrespectful playing fucking NHL while recording the podcast. All right, pause. Yeah, dude. So just a couple of stories about this guy. So, fuck, the last time you heard my voice is probably in April. So I'm gonna say sometime in, I want to say like August or something, like July or August. Like it was hot. And he was working in another little section of the area that we work in. And it was a hot day. It was like summertime and shit. this dude, D, he wipes his shoes with the rag in his pocket. And just lays it on one of the machines and shit. And I'm like, dude, that's kind of weird. That's normally the towel that he wipes his fucking face with. But none of my business, neither here or there again. And not even 5 minutes later, I. Fuck. Let's not even call the dude D. Let's call the dude Jerry. Alright. Jerry. Maybe his name is close to Jerry, maybe it's not. But all right, so the towel that he lays on a dirty, greasy machine and that he wiped his boots off with, he's dripping sweat, like his face is dripping sweat, like damn near his glasses are almost fogging with condensation. He's sweating so much. So I'm like, okay, he pulls out his towel. I'm like, all right, cool. He's the one that's working one of the main machines. Maybe he's going to wipe off his face so he could see what the fuck he's doing. Work around dangerous equipment. Nah. This motherfucker got a bad case of meth sweats and he lifts his shirt, wipes his belly. Wipes his fucking belly with the oiled dirty towel and wrings it out and then wipes his face. That's fucking gross. Like, bro, like is this towel his sidekick? Like, belly towel and the fucking meth sweats? Is that like. Is that their band belly towel and the meth sweats, bro? Like not like meth sweats, like sweats made of meth, or like meth sweats like pants that have meth on them, like he sweats because he smokes meth. Anyways, and then Is that food? Is not. Fuck. Oh yeah, bro. I weighed myself like 3 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm 200 fucking 17 pounds, bro. Like, since the day I was born, I was a weird, weird random fact about me. I was born 14 years old. I don't know how it's possible, but when I was born, I was 14 fucking years old. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Record for the oldest fucking toddler. Oldest toddler, if you look it up, you'll see a picture of me. So if you want to know what I look at like, look up world's oldest toddler. I shortly got a job after that. Yeah. So anywho, wireless charging, man. So recently, hey, what up, Clay? So recently, Jerry. Fuck. All right, let's call him Gary. Fuck, his name is Jerry. Larry, Terry. Let's call him Terry. No, let's not call him Terry because I hate Terry. Let's call him Shu. Fuck it. Mr. Shu. All right, this is legit. Okay. All right, no. And he'll just be standing there or sitting down and just yelling and cussing and throwing his arms up. And he's not talking to anyone. Yesterday, my supervisor was just standing there, and then he walks over to me. He's like, "Hey, who the fuck is he talking to?" And I'm like, "Who?" He's like, "Shoo." I look over. I'm like, "Dude, I don't fucking know. What do you mean?" He was like, "Yeah, he's yelling and just fucking going on about something and holding a full fucking conversation, like him saying something, waiting for a response, and then saying something." And he was like, "Is he on the phone?" I'm like, "Nah, bro, he's not on the fucking phone." I look over, I'm like, "Nah, he's not on the phone." So that's the type of person that Shu is, just backstory. So it was either Monday or Tuesday of this week. Yeah, it was Monday or Tuesday of this week. Laying down in bed is comfortable as fuck. Sitting down sucks, bro. He's like, "Hey," I'm like, "Sup?" He was like, "Hey, come here real quick." I'm like, "All right, say less, fam." I go over to him. He was like, "Goddamn kids, putting fucking games on my phone and shit." I'm like, "Yo, what do you want?" "Goddamn kid, put a bowling game on my phone, and I don't know how to get it off. I don't know how to play it." I'm like, "All right, bro, chill, chill, chill. Well, man, chill. All right, let me see your phone, bro. I'll uninstall that bitch for you right quick. Yo, I'm tech. I'm IT in this motherfucker. I'm tech support. Hey, give me that phone real quick." I get the phone. I go in his apps. I'm like, "Hey, bro, check this shit out. This is your apps, man. Like, if you want to delete something, this is typically where it's gonna be for you to delete it." He's like, "Oh, okay." I feel like he was halfway paying attention. So anyways, I'm looking for a fucking bowling game. Don't find a bowling game. I'm like, "Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. Here's your phone." Fucking Google Calendars, man. Yeah, anyways. Fucking shoe. I'm like, "Hey, bro, there's no fucking bowling game on this motherfucker, so you're crazy." That's not what I said, but that's what I was thinking. I'm like, "Yeah, dude, I don't see a bowling game. Maybe you deleted it already." He was like, "No, this goddamn bowling game. Every time this bitch fucking goes off, I'm fucking losing. I'm like, dude, chill the fuck out, man. And this crazy old son bitch, he goes into his fucking contacts, bro. He goes into his contacts and it says ponytail. This motherfucker hits call on ponytail. See, that's the goddamn bowling game. I was like, wait, fucking what, bro? That's the goddamn bowling game. And I'm like, all right, chill, chill, chill. He hangs up. He's fucking livid at this point. And then the number Ponytail calls back. It's a fucking 702 Vegas number. He hits the client. See, every time this motherfucker rings, I lose my bowling game. Dude. All right. Kind of sidestepping. All right, so let's recap. He calls me over. Says that some kids put a bowling game on his phone. I go over to him to help him. There's no bowling game on his phone. He calls Ponytail, says every time it rings, he loses the bowling game. He hangs up. Ponytail calls back. See, anytime it rings, he didn't say anytime the phone rings, he said anytime it rings, I lose the fucking game. That brings me to my mind state. All right, what do you get from that? Think about the shit. Brief intermission. All right, dude, I don't know either. So what I did, he's older, he probably, I don't know, he's got some shit going on top of smoking that shit. I'm like, all right, cool, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, fuck that bowling game, man. I had this problem earlier in the week. I got you, dude. Give me your phone. So I got his phone. All I did was delete the number, Ponytail's number, and hand him his phone back. Hey, dude. There. The app is deleted. Oh, hell, thank you. How'd you do that? Oh yeah, dude. That brings me to another point. All right, yeah, he was like, "Yeah, how'd you do that?" I'm like, "Dude, see, literally all I do is delete a number, but he's neither here nor there, like I said." But when I was just flabbergasted by the idiot, by the stupidity of this man, idiocy. There you go. By the idiocy of this man. Like that sound, like if like holding your hands out, like idiot. That's how he talks 90% of the fucking time. Let that sink in. The majority of the time when he's having his diatribes and monologues and shouting matches with no one, that's how it, no, yeah, that's how it is. Like that. But we'll be having a conversation, or him or anybody else will be having a conversation. And yeah, and it'll be completely coherent. On both ends, it'll be just a regular conversation like you hear me talking right now, back and forth. And then out of nowhere, he gets a 1,000-yard stare. Fuck it. Me and the homie, anytime he starts with that bullshit, we walk away. I don't have time to decipher what the fuck you're talking about, sir. So I bid you adieu, good day, go fuck yourself. Or he'll have start having that yelling match with absolutely no one. And then he'll walk over to me or walk over to someone else and start with that gibber talk. It's really 50-50 with me. It depends on if I have time for his bullshit. If he's been on some bullshit all day, I'll walk the fuck away mid-conversation and feel nothing about it. But if he's been doing an okay job and he comes over to me with the jibber jabber, like, I'll try to decipher what the fuck he's talking about. And then once I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about, I'll just agree. Yeah. Damn, that's fucked up, man. Really? What the fuck? Really? Oh, hell no. What the fuck? Why though? Like that, but not really paying attention because I can't understand what the fuck he's saying. But every. See, but his. The few words that I understand that he says, judge. Or is how I. Go. Is what I go by with my responses. Because majority of the time he's upset about something. He's always upset about something. It's always motherfucker. That roguish bitch, piece of shit. Do I hear food? Nah. Those are typically the words that you can understand. So, with that, I typically just egg him on. Damn, what'd you do after that? That's fucked up. Why'd they do that? But yeah, dude. Yeah. My job is full of some motherfucking characters, man. What else has been going on? POTUS, you having the shits? Taco Bell gives me the shits, bro. For old time's sake, Taco Bell gives me the shits. Like, not even an expression. Taco Bell literally gives me the shits. Fucking Billy Talent and the Mets sweats. But bro, like, imagine that being a fucking band, man. Billy Talent and the Mets sweats. Like, imagine all the shit that they would sing about. You know, there'd be a motherfucker playing the banjo, somebody blowing the jug, somebody on the fiddle, somebody playing the spoons. And a motherfucker that just taps their toe. I'd like to be that guy. I'd be part of that. I'd be part of that ensemble. Well, I mean, hell, I didn't want anything, man. Just wanted to check in on everybody and let you know everything is still A-okay on the dark side of Earth, or on the dark side of America, which is God's blind spot. Which is Southern America, not Southern America. Like, Southern America is pretty chill. Arkansas is actually pretty fucking chill, TBH. Dude, it's hunting season. Like, I believe hunting season start, well, for me, quote unquote, started this week, but I've just been so wrapped up in feeling like shit. I haven't really been able to give a fuck about much other than not shitting myself. And nah, dude, the fucked up thing is, like, I bought full gear, everything this year. Because last year, I went a little bit underprepared. So this year, dude, all out. ammoed out, everything. But I mean, honestly, I might just fuck around and sit this season out. Just 'cause I mean, opening day is game day. That's when I get her done. Do I hear food? But yeah, dude, opening day is typically when I get her done. And since I missed it, I think I'm just gonna really go after hog hunting and just kind of focus on hog hunting and hog trapping. Yeah, dude, I didn't want much. It's like I said, just checking in on everybody, making sure all familiars are good. Just letting you know everything's A-okay. Stay happy, stay healthy, support yourself and those around you, as always. Support your local homeless human shelters and your local animal shelters, please. It's the least we could fucking do. Just because society turns their back on certain people, or certain beings, doesn't mean we should. We're better than that here. The universe loves you, motherfuckers. Yeet.